Gary Thompson, and this is the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Randy, today let's talk a little bit about Vista User Access Control. I'm considering getting a brand new computer. I'm assuming it's going to be bundled with Vista. Tell me a little bit about the User Access Control and some of the issues that are coming up with it.
Well, the idea behind User Access Control, actually there's two ideas behind it. The main one is to allow users to run with less privileges than an administrator, which is a very, very good security practice. And the other is to prevent software from secretly installing. So when you want to run an application that hasn't been approved, if you will, in some cases, Vista is going to prompt you and say you're about to run an executable program. This program could have viruses. You know, are you sure you trust it and all that? And the problem is that many users don't really have a clue whether or not the program they're going to run should be trusted, or even in some cases where it came from if they're browsing the web. So they get a prompt, and the tendency is to click yes. And we actually know this from past experience, because Microsoft Office 97 had something very similar with the macro protection. If you ran an Office document, for example, and it had a macro, a prompt would come up saying, do you want to run macros, yes or no? And
most most
people just click yes, which doesn't protect them from anything if they just blindly click yes. So you've got the same problem with user access control.
Well, in terms of this problem, why is it occurring? How did this happen?
Well, a lot of the malware that we see has been installed surreptitiously. People will go to a website and Internet Explorer, or in some cases even Firefox or other browsers, will allow programs to run that the user does not realize are going to run. And so Vista recognizes that a program's about to run, regardless of where it comes from, and warns you, which, if you're really computer savvy, is really, really cool. I mean, it's really useful information. But if you're not, it's unintelligible, and it annoys you, and eventually you're going to probably turn off the access control, which negates its usefulness.
And what is it designed to prevent? I see those pop up, and I'm never quite sure what I'm agreeing to.
Right. It's designed to prevent malicious code from being able to run without a user knowing it. However, if the user doesn't understand what the dialogue's about, it's still going to run without the user knowing that it's malicious code. It's just they'll have agreed to run it. It does definitely slow down rapidly spreading worms, because now a person has to click, okay, infect me. But there's also another component of the access control that's problematic, especially for experienced users, and that's if the program is an installer, Vista requires that it is run as an administrator, even if the program should not require administrative privileges. So that means any program that you want to install, either you turn off all the protection if you can, or you agree to let it run with full administrative rights. And for an experienced user, that's really not acceptable.
Well, I've always been a little confused about, I mean, especially if I'm using this in my small business at home, the idea of, I don't have an IT manager in my case, and so I sort of am the administrator, but that's confusing to me as to what the administrator is, what the user is. What's the difference between administrator privileges and user privileges?
The administrator can do pretty much anything on the computer. They're allowed to delete almost any file on the computer, modify almost any file on the computer, change almost any registry setting on the computer, full access. A standard user is limited in what they're allowed to do. They're not allowed to delete or change critical system files. They're not allowed to change many aspects of the registry. It really goes back to the old Unix model, where instead of administrator, you had root, and root could do anything, but users were segmented. They could do stuff in their own user space, but they couldn't change other users' files unless they were given specific permissions. And they certainly couldn't do things like upgrade the operating system or change other operating system files.
So if I'm using a corporate laptop, for example, I would assume my IT manager has already, I mean, he has the access, or rather he has the administrative controls. And so is there a concern in that situation? Is there something that I can do as a corporate employee that would manage to screw things up and leave the laptop and the network vulnerable?
Well, the network not so much, because although you're probably running with administrative privileges on your laptop, that's not the same thing as being an administrator on the network. That's a separate login. However, because in the past, Windows has been almost non-functional to use without having administrative privileges, in most situations, users are administrators. There have been some companies that have been able to restrict users to user-level accounts and only the admins have administrative access. But that's pretty rare, and it's because it's so hard to install programs properly and use them in past versions of Windows. And that's what the user access control is trying to help address, is the problem of trying to run as a user without administrative rights.
So as an IT manager looking at this particular problem with Vista, is there anything that they can do to assist the making sure the corporation is safer, or is there anything they should be talking to the users about? What can they do about this?
It's a really tough dilemma for IT managers, and I suspect in some cases they're just going to turn off the user access control. There is better ability in Vista to run as a standard user or a less privileged user. However, it's nowhere close to perfect yet. I think really for an IT manager, they're going to have to get some education about Vista, but fundamentally the game hasn't really changed that much. Vista is more resilient to some malware. However, you still need antivirus software. I mean, Microsoft makes sure that OneCare and Forefront will run on Windows Vista, so you can take a clue from Microsoft on that one. You're still going to need intrusion detection. You're still going to need all the layers of security you need with other operating systems, and you can't rely upon user access control to protect your computer. And Microsoft has come out and actually said, well, this shouldn't be viewed as a security thing, which kind of odd to me.
Yeah. Well, if I'm running a small or medium-sized business, I mean, what do I need to do before I actually adopt Vista? It sounds like there's quite an educational curve here, that just bringing it into your company without these considerations might be a little dangerous. Is there a big learning curve? Is there a place I can go to get more information on Vista?
Well, I'm sure the Microsoft website has a lot of information, and Vista is not more dangerous than Windows XP. It's probably safer than Windows XP. The point is that user access control, for all the good intent, is not implemented in such a way that it significantly helps most people achieve the potential of Vista security. So, I mean, the big thing you're going to have to do if you're a small business owner to implement Vista is upgrade your hardware. But beyond that, I mean, you can deal with user access control. You can turn user access control off. It's just, unless you're an experienced user, don't count on user access control to help improve your security profile.
I see. So it's more a case where you might be lulled into a false sense of security, so to speak, as a result of this being part of the operating system.
Exactly, yes.
Very good. Well, if our listeners have any additional questions, they can contact you at
askeset@eset.com.
So thanks very much, Randy. It's been great talking to you today. This is Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.